This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado's unemployment system has detected about 1 million attempts of fraud, but no one has been arrested. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports on an effort to change that.
All across the country, scammers are using stolen personal information to file bogus unemployment claims to try to steal money from the government. In Colorado, officials have responded by installing new software defenses. But starting today, Attorney General Phil Weiser will also lead an effort to investigate and prosecute unemployment fraud cases.
What it means is identity theft, which has been happening for a long time, has found the perfect storm, a chance to extract money, victimize people, and we want to hold people accountable.
Weiser hasn't announced any specific cases yet. The perpetrators range from individual people to multinational rings. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
Colorado Congresswoman Diana DeGette has reintroduced legislation that would cut the amount of methane that oil and gas producers can release into the atmosphere. The bill would require the EPA and Bureau of Land Management to cut oil and gas methane emissions by 90% by 2030. It would also require companies drilling on public land to capture nearly all methane instead of venting it or burning it off. The Boulder Symphony is playing its rescheduled February concert tonight. The show was postponed because of a spike in COVID-19 cases. The group is assembling its string musicians and solo harpists to perform standards from Debussy, Mahler, and Tchaikovsky. The in-person event will welcome 100 guests for each performance tonight at 6:30 and 8:30. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.